Good afternoon and welcome, of course, to another installment of Stoop Sessions on air right here on Impact Radio. It's myself and Elise Marie Muller just having a session, a conversation, easy conversations to understand, inspired by the Holy Spirit on the Word of God and all the teachings in God's Word that we can apply to our daily lives. That's how simple it is. It's just conversations, really, about Scripture, about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit and everything that He aspires, rather, or desires to teach us that we may know and partake in and walk in while we're here on earth as children of God. So Elise Marie is back. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Sorry. Thank you for having me for the third time here.
It's good to have you. Thank you for coming back. So it's been a great 2 weeks having a conversation around something so important in the lives of believers, which is freedom, right? Mm-hmm. And as always, I mean, we've had these conversations for the past 2 weeks. If you've missed out on part one and two, please go onto our website and a podcast. You'll find it there. But we're here for part three. But before we get into the story, I've been excited all week because you mentioned we're going to talk about Peter. Our station manager is also Peter. We want to just lay that foundation again, Elise Marie, because when we talk about freedom, I think the only thing or the one thing that usually comes into everyone's mind is I'm just free and I can just be and do whatever and do me and just be free.
Yeah.
But there's more to freedom.
Absolutely. Isn't there? I think we know that we have been set free by Jesus. What I just sometimes ask, what does that look like? What does freedom in Jesus look like?
Yeah.
Because it needs to be practical. We can't just use these theories. You know, we know Galatians 5:1 says it is for freedom that Christ has set us free.
Right.
Right. We know that. Do we know the second part? The second part says, stand firm then.
Sure.
And do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
That is interesting, because sometimes then, if we do not understand freedom, we may think we are free. Meanwhile, we actually are allowing that sense of false freedom for us to live in slavery again.
Absolutely. Or we just fall back into old habits. Mm. And so the first session we looked at is the Israelites being set free from Egypt. And they were slaves. Exactly. They were under a yoke of slavery. And we asked three questions. And we said, what were they set free from?
Yeah.
What were they set free for?
Mm-hmm.
And then thirdly, we just looked at who did God use to help them walk into this freedom. And for the Israelites, we said they were set free from an environment which they could not serve God and love God and obey God in the way that they wanted to, because they were slaves in Egypt.
Mm.
So they were being set free from the control of an enemy.
Mm.
And we said practically that for us, and you know, we need to, what are we being slaves to? Sometimes we are slaves to our fear. Some of us are slaves to even our own ambition.
Sure.
You know, what are the things that actually control us in such a way that we can't obey God and love Him and serve Him in the way we want?
Mm.
And then we said the Israelites were being set free for something. And the main purpose there was to step into relationship with their God.
Amen.
Now, he made a wonderful promised land for that, but the main purpose was relationship with Him.
Amen.
To love Him, to serve Him, and to obey Him. And then thirdly, we saw that He allowed Moses to be their leader. Sometimes there's a mentor, a parent, a spouse, a church leader that we need to walk with in order to walk into the freedom that Jesus has already given us. And then in the second week, Zinthe, we looked at Lazarus, and we spoke about the fact that he was resurrected from life, which was the obvious one. But what I missed many times is the grave clothes that he stood in. He's alive, but he's still wrapped. He's limited. He's still in bondage, but He's alive.
Mm.
And some of us are believers in Jesus. We're alive in Jesus, but we still have bondage keeping us. That bondage being lies about our past, or it could be current financial or health struggles. And it's keeping us unable to walk into this freedom. And in that one, we said God set Lazarus free from bondage to step into real full life, abundant life.
Amen.
And we said, The way that God did it was He asked the community to take the grave clothes off. Jesus could have said a word, and it would have dropped, but Jesus chose community. And Amen. Sometimes we need to walk out of our bondage with the help of community, Christian believers around us, mentor groups, godly friends, church environments, to help us remind us of the freedom and the truth that Jesus has given us. So that's what we spoke about the first 2 weeks.
Who's Peter?
Oh, I love him because sometimes he does some stupid things like I do.
So we're going to talk about him, right? When we come back just after this. So it's the second session of the third and the final part of our conversation around freedom with Elise Marie Muller. And so we are talking about an interesting character in the Bible, and his name is Peter.
Absolutely. And we find him in this story. It's in Acts 12, Zintle, where actually Peter's in prison. And what has happened is Herod the king has just beheaded James. So there's everyone and the people loved the fact that he did that. So he was most probably going to behead or kill Peter as well. And at night, what happens, we know the story in Acts 12, an angel appears in the prison cell. Now Peter was tied on both hands to soldiers, and there were chains around his arms and feet. There were soldiers right behind the prison door. He was a top secret, very, very well protected prisoner. And then out of the blue, an angel appears in the cell. The scripture says a light appeared in the cell. Mm. And what I love about this passage, Cynthia, is it says he gave Peter a bit of a wake-up call. I think it's this gentle but very firm slap on the soldiers, like, wake up, boot, wake up. And what happens next is he tells Peter to get up. And when Peter gets up, physically stands up, it says the chains fell from his arms and his legs.
Oh, come on.
You see, isn't it? This is like us responding to the salvation call of Jesus. When we say, yes, Jesus, all we said was, yes, Jesus, all the bondages and chains of our lives dropped from us by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. But then an interesting thing happens in the story. The angel then tells him to get dressed. For me, that is our journey of being equipped.
Amen.
Equipped in the word, equipped in truth, equipped to know what we need to know about Jesus for this journey that is ahead.
That's right.
So Peter gets dressed. Now, what happens next is the angel then starts walking out of the prison. Now, the word doesn't say it, but what I assume happens is the doors just open.
Yeah.
The prison guards, for some reason, stay asleep. They are doing nothing. They are immobilized. And Peter just starts to walk behind the angel out of prison, out of captivity, Zintle.
Sure.
Now, you know, we need to ask ourselves those three questions. Firstly, what was Peter being set free from?
Yeah.
And I think prison represents limitations.
Yeah.
What are the limitations that we sometimes allow us to stay restricted in our life? And I think for a lot of us, it's negative words that have been spoken over us in our past. Lies that we have chosen to believe. You know, I'm just not that good with people, so I'm just not going to engage with people.
Yeah.
Or I'm not creative, or I'm not that talented. Or
I can only go so far.
Yes.
Nobody else in my family has ever gone beyond that.
Absolutely. And we just actually allow those words or those lies to keep us prisoner. And it limits us from walking into the things that Jesus has for each one of us. So the first thing, I think, the question, what was Peter set free from, is he was set free from the things limiting him, which was a prison, which was chains.
Yeah.
But now Jesus has set us free when we said yes to him. So we should no longer be believing those lies spoken over us.
Amen.
Those negative words spoken over us. We need to identify those things so that we can walk away from them. First question, what have we been set free from? Second question, what was Peter set free for?
Yeah.
Now, we know that God called Peter to build the church. And specifically, he was called to the Jews. So Peter had a purpose, but the limitations, the prison cell, was limiting from fulfilling his purpose. So the purpose of freedom in Peter's case was to go and do what God has called him to do, to go and spread the gospel, to build the church. What does that mean for us? I think we are being set free from lies, from negative things spoken in our lives, so that we can walk in freedom to love God and to be effective in the space that He's placed us.
Sure.
You know, you could be in your job environment but feel so insecure because you don't think you are capable of sharing the love of Jesus. I want to declare over you, you have been set free from that insecurity. You've been set free from that lie. You are called to love the people in your workspace, in your family, in the space that you operate in. Walk boldly like Peter walked out. Walk out of your prison, walk out of the lie, and start doing what God has asked you to do. And then the third question is, who did God place alongside Peter to enable him to walk into this freedom? Now, in this story, it says the angel of the Lord. So it was a supernatural being.
Yeah.
In effect, it was a messenger. What was the purpose of the angel? To bring him the message and to say, follow me. Under the new covenant, who is our messenger? Who's our guide? Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So for instance, if we just look at those three stories. Firstly, the Israelites had Moses, a natural leader.
Yes.
Lazarus had a community of people, of believers. That's natural people. But you know what? There are some freedom journeys that we need to do by following the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To walk away from the restrictions and the lies, we need the truth of God's word. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to see where we need to walk away from the lies, away from the things that restrict us, to live this purpose. So this is the story of Peter. What I love about the fact is it says, Scripture, he says he wasn't exactly sure whether this was real. He thought it might be a dream. And only once they entered into the street, completely free from prison, did he realize, my goodness, this is all real. And I want to encourage listeners, if you follow the truth of the Holy Spirit, you will be able to walk away from lies and bondages and things that have kept you restricted to operate in the fullness and the purpose of what Jesus has for you.
What powerful revelations. Yo, absolutely amazing. So you can refer back, go back to your Bible, study these stories. You'll find the story of the Israelites being set free from Egypt. You'll also find the story of Lazarus in John 11, 38 to 44, as well as the story of Peter when he was released from prison in the book of Acts 12, verses 5 to 10. Elise Marie, thank you. It's absolutely a blessing to have you on this platform. It's a blessing from above just to be able to hear some of the truths that I believe Jesus has been wanting to share into the lives of his people. Because also we've been through such challenging times and years recently, even, you know, as a country individually, people have lost jobs over the past while. There's a lot of challenges that are going on. And I think in such environments, the enemy finds it so easy to spread his lies into the lives of people and to bring about discouragement. But I think just to come and have this reminder of our freedom in Christ is absolutely a word on time and in season. So thank you so much once again. For those who'd want to follow you on your socials, where do they find you?
Zintle, I'm on Facebook under Elise Marie Muller, and I'm also on Instagram. I think my handle is liz.zie1976.
Awesome stuff. Hopefully back again. Not hopefully, you will be back again soon for another series. That's Elise Marie Muller on Stoop Sessions right here on Impact 103.